A sunny day in Cork, Ireland. Welcome to my kitchen. I've been learning about butterflies. Do you have any interest in butterflies? Well, I've had an interest in butterflies, a kind of aesthetic interest. And all my life I've liked looking at butterflies. I think all children like looking at butterflies as they flit from place to place. And of course, then there's that wonderful story about the butterfly who shakes its wings on one side of the world. And as a result of the butterfly shaking its wings, a thunderstorm breaks on the other side of the world. All about chaos theory. But my friend Barbara KB in Michigan, United States, ignited a particular interest this morning. I found that she is encouraging butterflies to her garden and encouraging a monarch butterfly, monarch butterflies to her garden. And I started to look up, what are monarch butterflies? I was watching, looking at posts that Barbara had put on Blue Sky. I started to think, I wonder what monarch butterflies like best, what they would be sipping. And I discovered it was a plant called milkweed that I'd never heard of before, ever. Milkweed doesn't, by the way, grow in Ireland. It can be grown ornamentally. You know, you get a pot and you grow it there and you keep it in sunlight. So I thought, all right, so that's what they need, apparently, in order to reproduce. Butterflies, monarch butterflies, need milkweed because they're the only place that they lay their eggs. And then I thought, well, what do they like to drink for their own survival? And I found Buddleia. Well, I know that Buddleias attract butterflies. Also, we only have three Buddleias in this garden, and I could do with more, definitely do with more, and I have seen hardly any butterflies this year. So then I thought, a monarch, I'll write a poem about a monarch. I must admit that I thought to myself, what could I make of the word monarch, as if the monarch butterfly was the king or queen of butterflies. But I gave up on that fanciful idea very quickly. And I thought, right, a monarch, what does a monarch do? Well, it sips, doesn't it? Nectar. So I wrote a line called A Monarch Sipping Nectar from a Buddleia. And this became the basis of my haiku. And then I thought, oh, well, I got to get milkweed into it somehow. And that's how I got the idea of looking for milkweed. I mean, the monarch must be looking for a place to lay its eggs. And then I thought, looking. So I submitted this to one of the artificial intelligences, and nothing came back that discouraged me from sticking with what I had. And then I thought, well, they're looking for milkweed, but do butterflies smell? Do they have the ability to smell what they're looking for? So I googled that and I discovered that yes, butterflies do search for things by smelling them. Goodness knows how far away from a flower a butterfly can smell. So I end up with a haiku anyway that goes like this. A monarch sipping nectar from a buddleia, looking for milkweed. And I thought, well, I'm going to send this to Barbara and she might like it. Oh, I did think of some other, you know, having thought of looking for, I then thought of searching for, and I thought of dying for milkweed. And I thought, no, let's just keep it simple, looking for milkweed. And you see, I've now learned about monarch butterflies, where they're to be found, where they lay their eggs, what they feed off, their whole host of plants that they feed off, but I know about buddleias a little bit. And I've learned about milkweed. I don't actually know what milkweed looks like, but that's my next step. I think I might even be on the edge, on the verge of becoming a lot more interested in butterflies. That's today. That's Tuesday morning.